This is Cameron Guillory here with Keyshawn Mayers. He's a part of the Theta Mu chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated on Sam Houston's campus. Sean, how has being a part of this fraternity impacted your life?
It made me more social and more vocal, but also just opened new doors and job opportunities and just meeting new people.
What are some things you're going to take away from this fraternity when you graduate?
I wouldn't necessarily say take away, because I'm sure it'll come back around, but one of my main characteristics is like I'm a character. Like, I'm just fun to be around.
Your organization was built to educate and inspire young men to serve their communities. What are some of the projects that you do to serve your community?
Sometimes we basically just go to grocery stores and help pack bags and things like that. And also we do neighborhood street pickup, like street cleans up and stuff like that.
How do you feel about being an example for students on campus?
Oh, that's one of my favorite things to do. I love mentoring people and basically just showing them the goods and the bads in life.
What do you think your charter members had to go through to become a black organization on campus?
I'm pretty sure that was like something you can't even really imagine. Like, I'm sure they went through a lot of adversity and a lot of difficult situations. But just like all the other black people, that's what we had to go through back in the day. So pretty sure it's around the same aspects as that.
How would you feel if you were attending Sam Houston in the 70s as a young black man on campus?
That's a tough question. How would I feel? I feel like probably how I feel now, but like times 10. I feel like we got to prove a point here. We got to show our face and just, you know, educate people about us, because we're not really good spoken about nowadays. So, and back then, so yeah.
How do you feel about the homecoming riot that caused y'all to become an inactive organization in the early 90s?
Can't necessarily just, like, speak on, like, how I feel, because I honestly don't know how to feel. Like, one thing I learned is there's always two sides of a story. So just knowing that there are alphas beforehand, I'm more than certain there's a different viewpoint of this story to why they just got in the riot.
If you lived in the past, would you have done things differently knowing your history of this fraternity?
No. Well, I probably would have done it sooner or tried to do it sooner, but nah, there's nothing differently I'll change.
What are some things that you are going to do now to keep the legacy and the history of Alpha Phi Alpha alive?
I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing, showing face, talking to new people, showing people a good time, and just educating.
What is some advice that you would give young black men in the world today who looks up to you?
I'll tell them to don't be afraid. Get out and chase your dreams. Don't let nobody stop you.
Thank you.
Thank you.